Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
This week, as we continue on the theme of prayer, we're going to talk about the upcoming city elections and encourage you to pray and vote. As Christian citizens living in a democracy, we have the responsibility to be well-informed and vote for candidates whose positions are most consistent with biblical principles. We also have the responsibility to pray for our leaders. In May, you have an opportunity, if you live in the communities of Lincoln or Omaha, to vote in this year's general election. To learn more about where candidates stand on issue, please visit our website, NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. Click the City Election tab. Find out the answers to candidate surveys, where you can vote, and also the timeline for mailing in ballots. City elections have huge consequences because they determine who will lead our cities. Values matter. Let's join in prayer now for Christians to vote. Dear Father, I do not take lightly what you have done in our nation. I appreciate not only the right, but the privilege I have to vote. I pray that I, as well as others, will use that privilege wisely, seeking your will as we consider the qualifications of those we are choosing to vote for. I pray specifically for my Christian family, the body of Christ, that they would see the right to vote as a gift from your hand and avail themselves of this opportunity. May there arise such a force of righteousness in these elections that it would affect every realm and level in city governance. I pray in Jesus' name the powers that would gain a profound respect not only for the political strength of the Christian community, but for the spiritual influence in our cities. In Jesus' name, amen.